The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Steve Frank is the editor of California Political News and Views. He is joining us to talk about some of the political stories this week here in California and around the country, specifically California. And one cannot start without talking about a resignation this week being announced for a member of Congress. And Steve Frank, you actually were involved in submitting an ethics complaint against this lawmaker, weren't you?
That's correct. On Friday afternoon, I filed a complaint with the FEC, notified Congresswoman Hill and some of the media of it. And the complaint was that she had used campaign dollars to hire people to sleep with and gave them no work jobs just to make it look like they were actually working for her campaign. Instead, one of her finance chairs, as well as one of her campaign workers, one's a male, one's a female, were being paid to do nothing. And it looks like this, along with all the other scandals, have caused her to resign.
Set this up for us, because this was a seat that had been held by Republicans for a long time up in the northern L.A. County area. And then in the election cycle coming through a couple of years ago, this was swapped away into the Democrat hands. Explain what had happened here.
Well, I live in that district. And what happened in our district, a whole bunch of Republicans lost elections for assembly, for Congress, for local city councils. The Democrats had come in for a year, had been harvesting votes, and that swamped the normal turnout. They created votes going door to door and picking up people's absentee ballots. California is the only state in the union that allows it. Everyone else makes it illegal. But the Democrats running Sacramento knew that if you had ballot harvesting and didn't tell anybody about how significant it was, and unfortunately the Republican Party knew about it and did nothing to stop it or to turn it around, we lost four or five city council seats, along with an assembly seat and a congressional seat. Steve Knight lost by 9 points to Katie Hill. Interestingly enough, last night, very late on Facebook, Steve Knight announced that he's going to run for his seat again.
Ah, interesting. So the story that we're talking about this week is California Congresswoman Katie Hill resigning as an ethics probe against her is underway. Hill was elected in 2018. The House Ethics Committee had opened an investigation into allegations Hill was involved romantically with a member of her staff. If true, it would violate the House rules put in place as a result of the Me Too movement. Hill denied that allegation, but did admit to being involved with a member of her campaign staff. Hill says that conservatives targeted her with the help of her husband. That's what her allegation is back. The couple is going through divorce proceedings. We are talking about this and some other stories. There's another one that you've recently written about that you're following, and that has to do with the release of these sanctuary prisoners, 100 a day. Walk us into this story. What is this about?
Well, under the old rules, before we became a sanctuary city and sanctuary state, the ICE would come into a city, tell the police chief or their liaison that we have the names of a whole series of illegal aliens you're holding in jail. When they are released from jail, please hold them, let us know, and within 72 hours, we will pick them up and put them into federal detention, because in most cases, there are deportation orders against these people or federal crimes against these people that have to be adjudicated. Los Angeles, along with the rest of the state, refuses to allow the federal government to do its job under the immigration law. And I want you to think about these numbers, Larry. 100 criminals a day that are illegal aliens are being released from the city jails. 100 a day. That's 700 a week. That's 2,800 criminals a month that are being put back on the streets of Los Angeles and California by the Los Angeles Police Department. That is the biggest jailbreak in the history of America.
Yeah, and I know the Trump administration is challenging this. There are cases going into the courts. The Trump administration is essentially arguing, we get it. There's a thing about the difference between cooperating and obstructing. And, you know, California wants to say it doesn't have to cooperate with federal rules. The federal government is saying, but wait a second, some of the actions you're taking are obstructing the federal government's ability to do this. Isn't that essentially the argument?
Oh, it goes beyond just releasing them from jail, and you're right. That is obstructing. I don't know, and I haven't done the story yet, but last week, Governor Newsom gave pardons to a whole and commutations to a whole series of previously convicted illegal aliens and moved their judgments from felonies to misdemeanors for the purpose of stopping their deportations. And so it's not only the police of Los Angeles, but the governor of the state that's obstructing justice.
One more story for you, and that has to do with all these power outages that have been planned and taking place in Northern California and here in Southern California in order to lessen the risk of wildfire. Governor Newsom kind of caught in that, initially saying this was going to be the new norm for California. And then a day later saying this cannot become the new norm in California. There's been a lot of finger pointing at the utilities, but some conservative lawmakers, including Congressman McClintock, has said, no, it's the forestation policies that have been blocked in California that would have allowed the clearing of overgrown land. How do you sort this out?
Well, I sort it out two ways. First of all, Congressman McClintock is absolutely right. The intensity of the fires, the expansion of the fires is not due to the utilities, but because of the lack of action by the state and the federal government in cleaning out the dead brush, cleaning out the dead trees, trimming the trees, and clear-cutting areas where the fires would start. We could stop it just by that, but that's not really what is going on. What the governor is doing, what the Democrats are doing, is using this as an excuse to bankrupt first PG&E and then Southern California Edison for the purpose of government picking up these utilities, pennies on the dollar, and then having a totally socialistic utility system, no different than we have in Cuba or Venezuela. That's the model that the Democrats are using, socialism, and that's what Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders want, the government ownership of property, not merely the control of it. Remember, Larry, that the PUC controls every aspect of maintenance, of profits, of rate setting, et cetera, of the utilities in the state of California. Yes, they may be private companies with stakeholders and investors, but the utilities are run lock, stock, and barrel by the government.
Let's listen to this. With hundreds of thousands of Californians again in the dark amid high wildfire danger this past week, Governor Newsom was blasting Pacific Gas and Electric. He said, although California recently invested $1 billion into vegetative and forest management, PG&E still needs to do its part. This is him complaining.
We will continue those efforts, but there's no substitute for a modern 21st century public utilities like PG&E, modernizing its equipment, undergrounding their wires, hardening their poles, and they simply have been mismanaged for over a decade.
All right, your reaction.
Well, what he fails to list is that the government has refused to allow the PG&E, in this case, to harden those poles. And a study that I wrote about last week showed that if PG&E does what's needed, putting the poles underground, every customer PG&E would have a surcharge on their rate next month of $15,000. And there's just not enough money to do it. and they could have been doing it for years, but the PUC has not allowed the PG&E and Southern California Edison the rates so they would have the money to put these poles underneath the ground. And it's the government's fault that this hasn't been done previously.
We are talking about some of the stories this past week. I think we've just about covered them all. What are you watching for? I mean, California is also an energy island. We saw gas prices spike up. They've dropped down just a little bit. Again, you saw the governor pointing his finger at the oil industry. When hasn't it been the state and its regulations that have piled onto our gas prices?
Well, I'm actually looking forward to January 1st, 2020, when two things occur that's going to create a perfect storm, putting California into a recession almost overnight. First is AB 5 that kills tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of jobs on January 1st. And second, on January 1st, AB 1668 from 218 becomes law, and that says, Larry, that you and your family are going to have to limit your use of water to 55 gallons of water per day, and then in 5 years you have to limit it to 50 gallons of water a day. That's barely enough water for one person to have a shower in a family each day, along with the other normal water uses. We are going to have a government-created recession, and it's going to start in January of 2020.
With those cheery words, what is it they've called you? You have a nickname as far as being Mr. Doom and Gloom?
Oh, Dr. Doom and Gloom.
That's it.
Harry Truman said it best. I don't give them hell. I just tell the truth, and they think it's hell.
Right, well, I want to thank you, as always. Steve Frank, editor, California Political News and Views. Appreciate you being on the program today, talking about some of the stories making news. You can read about it there, right?
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.